you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Hello, guys. It is just me today, Kendall. We are doing I'm doing a solo episode. Colby is visiting family up in Kansas City, but I thought I would just hop on here and just get to talk to you guys for a little bit, give it some word of encouragement that's just been on my heart. But before I start, we did a farm stand this past Friday, and we just want to say thank you to everyone that stopped in and came by and bought goodies. We hope you guys enjoy them so much. Colby and I, we're not really for sure what we're going to exactly do with the farm store stand, whatever you want to call it. We know we think we want to do it once a month. We're not really for sure if we want to do it, like have it open all the time. We will just see where the Lord takes us. But man, it was so much fun and so much more work than what we thought it would be. Now we know next time we do it that we definitely need to be more prepared. But I just want to say also a thank you to all the vendors that we asked to help out with it. We had people do bread and cookies and tallow and soap. Man, it was just such a joy that you guys said yes to helping us out and being part of our little farm store. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of that. And yeah, so I just want to get that out there. And we hope if you didn't make it to the farm store this past time, we hope you can make it to the next one. We truly do love seeing people come out and having fellowship with you guys and just seeing your faces. Man, it is just such a blessing for sure to Colby and I. So again, thank you so much. Also, if you guys don't mind leaving a rating and a review, that would mean so much to us. That is how it helps our podcast grow. And also, if you enjoy the podcast, to maybe tell a friend or send it to a friend, that would be so nice and kind. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Anyways, let's get into the show. So today I want to speak a little bit. As I was driving down to Caney today to go see my nieces and nephew, I was just thinking about the early years of motherhood and just how much it has just shaped me as a person. And obviously this, our podcast and Instagram, is mostly about motherhood, blah, blah, blah. But I cannot tell you guys enough how much the Lord has truly used motherhood to change my heart, to serve Him and honor Him through being a mother and a wife. I know it sounds cheesy, but I mean, it's so true. When we truly realize that our home is a mission field and that we can minister to the souls the Lord has given us, it changes your mindset and heart. I look back and I think I am a younger mom. My oldest is just going to be 6 in November. So I've only been doing this for like 5.5 years. But I am just so grateful for the past 5.5 years, what the Lord has done in my heart, and that He had truly helped change me. And I don't ever want to be the woman who I was before becoming a mom, because motherhood makes you die to yourself. It makes you become selfless, because there's not an easy way out in a culture that we can just back out of anything because it's so convenient to just, if something gets hard, to quit. You can't quit when you become a mother or even a father. But right now I'm speaking to motherhood, and it is a sanctifying process, and the Lord can use motherhood to soften your heart and to further His kingdom within your home. And that's just something I'm forever grateful for. But anyways, what I was saying, what I was looking back as a young mom when I first had my son, I was so a little bit confused because I wanted kids for so long and I wanted him so bad and obviously more children still. But at the same time, the joy and the gift that the Lord gave me just felt like a burden. And that sounds awful to say almost, but it's true. I just felt not like joy. I didn't feel cheerfulness. I just felt like he was getting in my way of being the person who I wanted to be. And there wasn't much joy in my heart at that time. And I just had my goals that were very worldly. And it's good to have goals. I'm not saying that. But it just felt like such a, oh, he's crying again. Oh, I have to wake up and I have to take care of him again. I have to change a diaper again. My husband, he gets to work all day and I'm stuck at home with this baby. It's not fair. I need something for myself. Of course, I have to put in the caveat of, yes, it's good to have things for yourself, but it all depends on your mindset and heart posture when you are doing that, and that's for husbands too, of course. Anyways, and I just remember just almost feels like I was suffering being a mom, and then I had my not, and I loved him so much, of course, and I loved being his mom, but it's just like I wasn't enjoying it, if that makes sense. And then I had my second born, and the Lord really worked on me with her as well. And my heart became a little bit softer, but still, with those first two kids, I felt a little bit like, oh, I just felt still like motherhood was almost a burden. And I just didn't really mean, and with time, the Lord just kept tendering my heart, especially with my second born. He really started showing me the truth of the value of being a mother and how important it is that mothers mother well and that we love well and that we are intentional. But then I can truly say with my third born, I have felt nothing but obviously there's hard days, but I can say I have truly loved and enjoyed a motherhood this time around. And I know some people might say, Kendall, there's no way you are truly happy every day. And you're right. I'm not happy every day. I am a sinful human being and I have my faults. But overall, I have truly grown to love motherhood and I truly love being with my children. So, what I want to, I'm saying all that and saying, if you are struggling, you're not alone because we are fallen humans and we do struggle. We are broken, and only through Christ can we be healed and whole. But still, as a Christian, we are still going to struggle. But I do want to say that as a mother that has struggled before enjoying motherhood, especially in those early years, there is joy. You do have hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a heart posture change that might need to be changed. There is sacrifices, sorry, that need to happen. That is your heart. Show me the ways of my heart, oh Lord, and change them. I mean, maybe there is selfishness dwelling in your heart. Because through motherhood, it can, as important as a culture that screams self-care, 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 which of course it is important to have self-care, but where is it coming from? What heart posture do you have towards your self-care? Because if we look through, if we try to get happiness through anything besides Christ alone, we're going to become empty. And that can be with going out and just, having a girls' night, which is great. But if you're going with a selfish heart, I mean, you're going to come back more empty because there's nothing that can fill our heart besides Jesus Christ. And that is just true because that's the way we were made. That's the way we were designed. We were designed to have our hearts filled with the Holy Ghost. And yes, it's great to have a girls' night, but have a girls' night with girls that are going to uplift you and that you are coming back encouraged and just more on fire for the Lord and for your family. Because the Lord has, He doesn't give us our children on accident. He has given to us them on purpose. And there is a reason for our will to mother them and raise them well. One of the things as a Christian mother that I really needed to realize is that my holiness, or I'm not holy, I don't know if that's the right word, but our yeah, I guess our righteousness doesn't come from motherhood. It doesn't come from being a wife. It comes from Christ alone. There's nothing that we can do that can make us anything more besides Christ. If we are doing motherhood only for our glory, we're going to be left empty. But if we are doing motherhood for the glory of God to further his kingdom, it just makes me emotional thinking about the joy the Lord will give you. Because I mean, we can view motherhood as, I have to change another diaper. My husband gets to go to work all day and I have to stay home with these babies, and he gets to do anything he wants all through the day and I'm stuck here, or just anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Those mindset thoughts, or those thoughts, that's what I'm trying to say. So sorry. Can really start to burden your soul and heart. But if we wake up and we say, Lord, I am so grateful I get to steward my children today. I know today might come with some challenges. Be with me and let's get through this day together. Or, Lord, thank you so much for my husband going out and providing for our family, and that I get to raise our children that you have blessed us with. Let me view my children as a blessing today. Help me to parent them the way that you want me to parent them. Now, obviously, it's not going to be rainbows and butterflies. It is going to be hard. There are going to be stressful moments. I can think back to the farm stand this past Friday. My middle child was being a little bit of a I don't know, a 2-year-old. I guess that's what you can say. She was throwing kind of a fit while I was trying to check people out and was wallowing all over the place. And the farm stand was pretty full of people while she was doing it. And it's kind of, I mean, that's a hard moment to try to remain joyful and happy, and especially while there are people there and you have a child that is wallowing all over you, screaming while you're trying to check people out. But it was only for a moment, and after I got Colby to help the people check out, I gotta go in the bedroom and talk to her and just parent her for a second. And yeah, it was a rough 10 minutes, I'm not gonna lie, and I didn't enjoy it. You don't have to enjoy every single second of motherhood, but I mean, I end of the day, I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, yeah, it was hard for a little bit, but praise the Lord, I got a parent of my child. And yeah, it's not the best. It's not the best thing to be a little bit irritated in the moment, but at the same time, it's not a sin to be irritated. It's a sin if you start getting hateful, and it's a sin if you start being like, oh my goodness, why is this child just an inconvenience? She's inconvenient. She's just ruining my time right now. I mean, that's a sin, and that's going to make me even more hateful. Instead of being like, all right, we're having a little bit of a fit. Ooh, I'm going to need to take her and go talk and parent her real quick. We're gonna have it's and more than likely it's going to only be 10 or 15 minutes of a fit being thrown, and then it's like, okay, it passed, and then you can recollect yourself, and it might happen again through the day. But the Lord's grace is just sovereign, and I'm just so grateful that we have such a good and gracious Lord. If you hear jingly things right now, Sunny is playing with some necklaces, jingling them around. So that's Miss Sunny June. She's sitting on my lap right now, helping me do this podcast. But I just want to encourage moms that if you feel rage, if you feel like you are being burdened, and I don't know if this sounds bad, but blessings come with responsibility. And the Lord blessed us with our children, and now we have responsibility. And yes, that responsibility may be us giving up some of the things that we once did before we had kids, and that is okay. We die to ourselves daily. We have to take up our cross in motherhood. And that is okay. It may be hard, but hard is not the same thing as bad. And I get that saying from Abby Haberstadt. She is one of my favorite authors, and I highly recommend you go check her out and listen to her and read her books, because man, she is such first, of course, your knowledge of anything you do in life needs to come from the gospel, the Bible, God's holy word. That reigns over anything. But if you can find good Christian mothers to pour into you, I highly suggest her. She is just a wonderful influence, and I am just so grateful that I have stumbled across her platform, because in some of my darkest moments in motherhood, of course, I have had to lay it out for Jesus Christ, but her words of encouragement has really helped me, and I just want to just throw her name out there, just in case if any mom needs a mother that is well seasoned, I highly suggest checking her out. But hard is not the same thing as bad, and that is such a true statement. And I mean, this life is hard. I mean, this world is cursed. This world is fallen. It's not going to be anything worthwhile isn't going to be easy, and that is okay. At the end of the day, we have to realize that it is okay if we are struggling. It is okay if we need help, because when we need help, that means we can become before the Lord and say, "Lord, I cannot do anything without you. I need you to be here with me. I need you to strengthen me. I need you to give me your grace. I need you to give me your wisdom, Lord." And that is where the relationship grows. That is where the seeds that have been planted are going to be watered. That is where your children are. It's good for our children to see us call upon the name of the Lord. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just pray out loud. But sometimes, I want to just yell. Sometimes I just want to just be like, "Why are you doing the things you're doing?" But what's that going to do? And yes, I have done that before. So I'm not mom shaming if you've done that. I've totally been there. I still struggle with it today, to this day. And I'm sure I will again and again and again. But that doesn't do us no good. It doesn't do us no good. The best thing we can do whenever we maybe lose our cool is first apologize to the Lord, and then second, apologize to our children, and for our children to witness that and see that mommy is not perfect. Mommy is a fallen creature, and it's going to do them more good to do that. And yeah, so praise the Lord for growth. And I just want to encourage you that if you are struggling in motherhood, that there is hope. You can be a joyful mom. You can have a cheerfulness in your heart. You can enjoy being around your kids. It will take discipline and routine, and it will take digging into the Word of God, because only His joy, we can be happy, but happy won't last. Joyfulness comes from the Lord, and that is why we have named this Rejoiceful Homemaking podcast, because we can rejoice in the Lord, and it only comes from Him that we can have that. So praise the Lord. I just want to pray us out and say a prayer over any moms that are struggling, and then we will end this podcast. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm just so grateful for our children you've blessed us with, Lord. I pray over any mother that's struggling, Lord. I know that motherhood can be hard. There are seasons of difficulty. There are seasons of, being drained, sleep deprived. God, it is not fun being sleep deprived. And I just pray over any mother that is going through the hardships right now. I just pray you touch her. I pray that you just let this mom grow and just lean on you, Lord, and just pour herself out to you. God, we can only do it through your strength. God, just thank you for our salvation that can only come from you. Lord, I pray if any mother is listening that isn't saved, that she can turn her life to Christ. I just ask that you strengthen families all across the world, that we can just have good, strong Christian families, and that we can just raise children up for you that will become arrows to shoot off into this dark world. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for your son. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you for letting us die. Thank you for giving us the example of dying to ourselves, God, through your son. Lord, we love you so much, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Telling.